some lung diseases and their molecular basis. Alveoli. Alveoli is made up of two epithelium cells, two types, epithelial cells, pneumocytes 1 and pneumocytes 2. So, as you can see, the alveoli in our lungs are made up of two epithelial cells, two types, pneumocytes 1, epithelial type 1, and epithelial type 2, pneumocytes 1 and pneumocytes 2. Pneumocytes 1, as you can see, they are large, long, and flat. And they occupy most of the alveoli. All of these are type 1. Gas diffusion occurs through this pneumocytes 1. So pneumocytes 1 are flat and long and large cells. They occupy most of the alveoli. Their function is they are gas diffusion. Pneumocytes 2, as you can see, are globular shape, nearly, caraway. Their function is to produce surfactant. Surfactant is lipoprotein, lipids and proteins. 90% of the surfactant is lipids, and only 10% is protein. So 90% of the surfactant is lipids and only 10% is protein. See here, what is the function of surfactant? Reduce the surface tension. How? And what is the surface tension here? The alveoli. The alveoli, the inner surface of the alveoli is hydrated, means there is water. It is hydrated. The hydrogen, if left alone, the alveoli, the water will be attracted to each other on both surfaces of the alveoli, which will cause the collapse of the alveoli. This is why, what prevents this one? Is the surfactant. Surfactant has two sides, as we will see. One hydrophobic and one hydrophilic. Which side will join the water or be attracted to the water? The hydrophilic, the fuller. And what will be pointed to the center of the alveoli? The hydrophobic. And as we know, there is no attraction force between hydrophobic molecules. Clear? So, again. So, the alveoli, the inner surface of the alveoli is hydrated, meaning there is water. If left alone, see, this is the alveoli. The water here will be attracted to the water on the other side through the hydrogen bond, which will cause the collapse. This is why what cover the alveoli from the surface or from the inside is the surfactant. Surfactant has two ends, hydrophobic and hydrophilic. And as we studied from the first year, the hydrophilic, the blood, can make hydrogen bond with the water. So what will be pointed to the center of the alveoli? The hydrophobic. And as we know, there is no attraction force between hydrophobic. This is the function of the surfactant. And by this, the surfactant reduced the surface tension. Reduced the surface tension means the hydrogen bond or the attraction force between the water molecules and the inner surface of the alveoli. Clear? Surfactant is synthesized in type 2 cells, pneumocytes 2, and stored in an organelle known as lamellar bodies. Now, as we said, surfactant, 90% of the surfactant is lipid and only 10% protein. Of this lipid, 80% the surfactant, 80% of the surfactant is phospholipid, 10% is neutral lipids, and only 10% is protein. This is why 80 plus 10 is 90%. 80% phospholipid. This is the most important. See the details of phospholipids. Phosphatidylcholine, 70 to 80% of the phospholipid is in the form of phosphatidylcholine. And only 5 to 10% of phospholipids in the form of phosphatidylglycerol. And phosphatidylcholine, 70 to 80% of it is in the form of dibalmitol phosphatidylcholine. So it is details. So 80% of the surfactant is phospholipid, 10% is cholesterol, and 10% is proteins. Now, the most important one is the 80% phospholipid. 70 to 80% of the phospholipid is in the form of phosphatidylcholine. And 5 to 10% of the phospholipid is in the form of phosphatidylglycerol. Now we will take details of phosphatidylcholine. Phosphatidylcholine, there is another detail. It is in the form of dibalmitol phosphatidylcholine. See here, as you can see from the name, dibalmitol, balmitol or balmitic acid is a fatty acid. And this is why it is hydrophobic. And choline, as we know, is polar. And this would give nearly the double side, hydrophobic, hydrophilic for the surfactant. Clear? So, 80% of the surfactant is phospholipid, 10% cholesterol, 10% protein. The 80% phospholipid, 70 to 80% of the phospholipid is in the form of phosphatidylcholine, and only 5 to 10% of the phospholipid is in the form of phosphatidylglycerol. We will take details of the majority phosphatidylcholine. Mostly it is found in the form of dibalmitol phosphatidylcholine. Balmitol, balmitic acid, and choline. This is dibalmitol, means balmitic acid, the fatty acid, phosphatidylcholine. As we know, all fatty acid, balmitic acid, is hydrophobic and the choline is hydrophilic. This is why dibalmitol phosphatidylcholine, one side is balmitic acid, which is hydrophobic, and the other side is choline. This is why it has two sides, hydrophobic, and the other side is hydrophilic. Clear? Clear? Now, proteins. Proteins in the surfactant make how many? 10% only. 10%. And there are four different types of surfactant protein. SB, S for surfactant, B, protein. Surfactant protein A, B, C, and D. See here. Surfactant protein A and D, A and D share nearly similar characteristics. Both are hydrophilic. And both play a role in defense. While C and D both are hydrophobic, as we will see and share some in the spreading of surfactant on the air and alveoli surface. So SBA, what do you need to know? It is hydrophilic. What's the function? Defense, and also it contributes in regulating the secretion and recycling of phospholipid in type 2 pneumocytes. So SBA and SBC share what? Both are hydrophilic and both play a defense rule. And nothing to know to say more about D. But A has an extra function, which is regulating the secretion of phospholipids by type 2 pneumocytes. Clear? While B and C both are hydrophobic, and both also play a role in absorption and spreading of phosphatidylcholine of surfactant on the surface of the alveoli and air. Clear? Now, SBB is the most important protein. Its deficiency, the deficiency of SBB causes the RDS, respiratory distress syndrome, which may cause death. So the only surfactant protein that is essential for life is SBB only. Why? Because also it share or give the biophysical property for surfactant, along with phosphatidylcholine. Clear? So, SBB and SBC both are what? Hydrophobic. What is the, also they share a function, which is the absorption and spread of surfactant on the air and alveoli surface. What's so special about SBB?
Essential for life.
The only surfactant protein essential for life. And thus its deficiency causes the RDS, as we will see. SBC, it is hydrophobic. Also play a role in absorption and spreading of surfactant. Also, it share a function with SBA and D, which is defense. Nothing to say more. And finally, the SBD. SBD, nothing to say more. It is hydrophobic and function defense. That's it. Clear? This is the four different types of protein. But the most important one is SBB, because it is the only protein, surfactant protein, essential for life. Now we will study the RDS, respiratory distress syndrome. There are two types of RDS. The RDS caused by deficiency in the surfactant due to preterm delivery. As we know, gestational time is 37 weeks. If the delivery is before that time, the baby may be have the RDS. And the other type of the RDS is hereditary RDS. In that, which protein? SBB, as we will see. So we have two types of RDS. RDS that is caused by preterm delivery. See here. Gestational time is divided into three trimesters, first, second, and third. Means the first 3 months of pregnancy, the second 3 months, and the last 3 months. In the last 3 months, the third trimester, the infant or the fetus lungs start to produce surfactant. So the lungs of the fetus does not produce the surfactant from start of pregnancy, no. During the third trimester, the last 3 months of pregnancy, the lungs of the fetus start to produce surfactant. This is why, if the delivery of the fetus or the baby between the weeks 24 and 26, nearly all babies will have RDS. All babies will have RDS. If the delivery between the weeks 29 and 32, only 15 to 40% of the babies will have RDS. And if delivery is on time, nearly 0%. Why is that? Because the lungs of the fetus start to produce surfactant in third trimester. Clear? Gestational time is how many weeks? 37 weeks. If delivery on time, what's the RDS?
Zero
nearly. If the delivery is between the weeks 24 and 26, before the third trimester, means all babies will have RDS. If delivery between weeks 15 and 29 and 32, the percentage 15 to 40% will have RDS. Clear? Now, hereditary RDS. It is caused by mutations to the gene that produces SBB. SBB. Clear? This is very important. The gene responsible for producing SBB, is found on chromosome number 2. On chromosome number 2. What type of mutation happens to this gene? Insertion of what? Two bases. To which codon? 121. So, high genetics. Hey, بتعرف الكروموسوم والجين ونوع الميوتيشن وتأثير الميوتيشن. So, the gene responsible for producing SBB is found in which chromosome? Number 2. What type of mutation happened? Insertion of what? Two bases. To which codon? 121. It will cause what? Frame shift. درستو بالسنة الأولى. The frame shift here will cause
stop codon.
It will cause a stop codon. This is why the body of those babies or patients will not produce SBB. And nearly this will cause death. Will cause death to the babies. Only there is lung transplantation. So, what you need to know about hereditary RDS. The gene responsible for SBB is found in which chromosome? 2. What type of mutation? To which codon? 121. What it caused? The effect? The frame shift. That caused what? Stop codon. Thus, the baby's body will not, or lungs will not produce the SBB. Clear? Emphysema. The second. The world. لا ما نقدر ما بستجيب جسمه للأسبيب لأنه لازم يدخل في تفاعلات من البداية مشان يعطي البيوفيزيكال بروبرتي للسرطان. شوف علي. Respiratory distress syndrome, the RDS caused by preterm delivery, نعطيه صفات. عبين ما الرئتين تاعيته تبلش تنتج صفاتن تمشي الأمور ما فيها مشكلة. ولكن هون ال SBB completely defective, deficient. فلذلك البيوفيزيكال شو المهم أهم شيء؟ البيوفيزيكال بروبرتي للصفاتن مش موجودة. ما بيتم تصنيعه فلذلك ما بيقوم بوظيفته فأدي إلى الكولابس للرئتين للبيبي. Molecular basis of emphysema. The walls of the alveoli has elastin. For the alveoli to expand. Elastin to, for the alveoli in the lungs to expand when you inhale air. Now, with the air that you breathe or inhale, there is also dust, bacteria, fungus, yeast, pathogens, different pathogens. In the lungs, there is neutrophils, that a type of white blood cells. What is the function of white blood cells? Defense against pathogens, invading pathogens. Neutrophils produces what is known as elastase enzyme. From the name, what is the function of it? Destruction of elastin. So neutrophils produces elastase that destroy the elastin in the bacteria and different pathogens, causing their death. So how neutrophils in our lungs kill the different pathogens? By producing elastase that degrade the pathogens' elastin, thus causing their destruction and death. Why the elastase of the neutrophils does not cause the destruction of the our elastins in the lungs? Because our mainly the liver and bronchial epithelial cells and some macrophages produces what is known as alpha-1 antitrypsin that binds to the active site of elastase and neutralize it. Clear? This is the defense of our alveoli in the lungs against elastase of the neutrophils. See, neutrophils are normally produced or found in our body. So they defend our body against different pathogens. Thus, this is why they produce what? Elastase. And our body has natural defense mechanisms against elastase of the neutrophils by producing what? Alpha-1 antitrypsin that binds with the active site of the elastase and neutralize it. When there is deficiency, and we will see why, of alpha-1 antitrypsin, as we will see, when the body of the patient does not produce much of alpha-1 antitrypsin, the elastase of the neutrophils will cause the destruction of the elastins of those patient alveoli. And because the alveoli can't be regenerated, in this case of the destruction of the elastin is known as emphysema. So, in the body of those patients, their body does not produce what? Alpha-1 antitrypsin. This is why the elastase produced by who? Neutrophils will cause the destruction of the elastins in the alveoli. The destruction of the elastin in those patient alveoli is known as emphysema. Our body can't regenerate the defective alveoli. So what is damaged is damaged. Now, emphysema result from alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency. What is the cause? Mutations. It is a genetic disease. It is a genetic disease. See, the most widely, the most mutation, see how simple. يعني شو قديش simple, يعني باعتقادنا احنا, قديش simple فقط اللي بيؤدي الى الانفيسيما, يعني فقط استبدال الجي جوانين باي اي ادينين, that's it. استبدال قاعدة نيتروجينية واحدة أدت إلى هذا المرض. سبحان الله, شوف, وبقول لك الخلق التلقائي, الخلق التلقائي, الإنسان نتج عن خلق تلقائي. كان يدرسونا من زمان شريط, قال حط شريط أو شوية قمح حطهم هنا بطلع فار, وبعد الشجر قال بطلع بني آدمين, بطلع خرفان, بطلع يا ريت فيك. فاستبدال قاعدة نيتروجينية واحدة فقط. Normally it is GAG, which is, and the G at the start is replaced by A, adenine. This is the mutation. This is the mutation. Should see result this normally GAG code for lysine, which is positively charged, and now AAG is replaced by glutamic acid, which is negatively charged. It is a huge difference from positively charged amino acid to negatively charged amino acid, which will cause what? A completely different folding pattern of the protein. Because normally 342 is positively charged, is attracted to 290, the amino acid in the same protein, which is negatively charged. Now, after this mutation, what? Both are negatively charged. This is why they will rebuild each other, which means that the folding pattern of this protein alpha 1 antibody will be different, which will cause dimerization of alpha 1 antitrypsin. They will be attached with each other, alpha 1 antitrypsin. Thus, inside the endoplasmic reticulum, they can't be released to the blood. So this mutation, at the end, what's its effect? Dimerization of alpha 1 antitrypsin. Thus, they will remain inside the endoplasmic reticulum. And the cells can't release them into the blood, which cause their defect in the blood. Clear? So, emphysema results from alpha 1 antitrypsin deficiency. What type of mutation?
Substitution.
Of what? G by A. In the codon GAG to AAG. Normally GAG codes for what?
Lysine,
which is positively charged. And AAG codes for what? Glutamic acid, which is negatively charged. Normally, in the alpha 1 antitrypsin, 342, the positively charged, is attracted to 292, which is negatively charged. After the mutation, both are negatively charged. Instead of attraction, they will repel each other, which cause different folding pattern of the protein, which will result in what? Dimerization. This is the result of all of what we said. Dimerization of alpha 1 antitrypsins in the endoplasmic reticulum inside the cells. Thus, can't release them into the blood. They will accumulate inside these cells, causing their deficiency in the blood. Clear? Which results in the degradation of elastin in the alveoli of those patients. Clear? للمدخنين ما شاء الله ما اكثرهم ميثيونين in alpha 1 antitrypsin ميثيونين number 358 alpha 1 antitrypsin is very important for binding of elastase. So alpha 1 antitrypsin binds with elastase and neutralizes it. Amino acid number 358, which is methionine, is very important for this binding. Cigarette smoking, ya muhtarameen, causes the oxidation of this amino acid, methionine number 358. This is why alpha 1 antitrypsin can't bind firmly to elastase, which causes a similar, it's not genetic, which causes a similar case to emphysema. Clear? فلذلك المدخنين علينا نغطي يستعوا حالهم يعني تاني طبيب قد بالمستشفى ممنوع يعني تاني حرام يا زلمه حرام يعني في فتوى شرعيه بحرمته اللي فيه عقول بتركه وشوف انت طبيب شو بتدرس يا زلمه وما شاء الله دائما تتنفخوا. ليه مش عاجبهم الحكي. Also smoking retention of neutrophils. That this is why neutrophils will spend more time in the lungs, causing a similar case as emphysema. Because the more time neutrophils in the alveoli, the more chance that elastase will cause the degradation of elastin. Cystic fibrosis. All are autosomal recessive disease. All of what we are studied and will study, all of them are autosomal recessive diseases. جينات متنحية. فلذلك مشان تظهر بأي إنسان there is two. يعني الأب والأم يكونوا مصابين أو حاملين لهذه الجينات. هذه هي الريسيسيف جينز، الجينات المتنحية. محمولات على الكروموسومات الجسمية. أوتوسومات recessive disease. All of what we are studying, and will study, all of them are autosomal recessive disease. The gene, what happened is cystic fibrosis. There is a mutation to the gene of what? Cystic fibrosis transmembrane conductance regulatory, CFTR. So in cystic fibrosis, this is important. In cystic fibrosis, there is a mutation to what? CFTR, the gene that regulates CFTR. What is the function of CFTR? Pump chloride out of the cell. That's it. So in the mutation, mutated CFTR, what will happen? Chloride will remain inside the cell. So the mucus, see, it's easy. The mucus on the top of these cells, according to osmosis, water will move from high water to less water. So, because there are too much of chloride or salt inside the cells, the water will move from the mucus to inside the cells, leaving the mucus very thick, which will accumulate in the airways, causing different infections and also blockage of the airways. This is the cystic fibrosis. It is a genetic disease caused by autosomal recessive diseases. So, there is a mutation in which gene?
CFTR.
Bump. What is the function of CFTR bump? Bumping chloride out of the cells. If there is mutation to the CFTR, what will happen? Chloride will remain inside the cells in high concentration. So the mucus on top of these cells in the airways, the water on the mucus will travel from the mucus into inside the cells, leaving the mucus very thick, causing the accumulation of the thick mucus in the airways, and this is the cystic fibrosis. The gene of the cystic fibrosis in this, responsible for CFTR is found in chromosome number 7. And what type of a mutation? Deletion of 3 bases. Means the loss of 1 codon. Means the loss of 1 amino acid. Every codon, 1 amino acid. So, what type of mutation? Deletion of how many?
3
bases. 1 codon, 1 amino acid. And normally it is? Which amino acid? Phenylalanine. We can detect this by PCR. How? What is the PCR? Khatoum? Why we are using the PCR? Why do we use the PCR? Of DNA, Mumtaz. Amplification, making many copies of the DNA. After the PCR, what do we do? How? Gel electrophoresis. The smaller DNA will run very fast. So we separate the DNA segment according to their size. This is why, using the PCR, we can separate the DNA according to the size. The patient with cystic fibrosis of this gene is shorter. This is why, normally, when we run the gel electrophoresis, we run the patient's DNA and the regular DNA without a mutation. This is why the patient's will run faster than the normal. In this way, we can detect the cystic fibrosis using the PCR and gel electrophoresis. How cystic fibrosis is handled, not treated? how it is handled. First, what is the cystic fibrosis? Accumulation. The result. Accumulation of mucus, thick mucus. So that causes what? Infection. So you have to give the patient some medicine to loosen the thick mucus so you can take it out from the airways, and give the patient also what? Antibiotics. That's it. This is the handling. This is the handling of cystic fibrosis. The last thing in today's lecture, you can feel wireless. Immobile cilia syndrome. See here. Our airways normally, the cells are ciliated. What is the cilia? Ahdaf. Why the cilia? Why it is important for the cilia? The movement. So the movement of cilia here causes the movement of the mucus out of the airways. So the movement of the cilia in our airways will cause the movement, will kick the mucus to out of the airways. Clear? So the airways, our airways, normally the epithelial cells are ciliated, have cilia. The movement of the cilia normally is very nodular. That cause at the end the movement of the mucus to out of the airways. At the start, those patients with immobile cilia syndrome, scientists, they thought that those patients, the epithelial cells have no cilia. That or it does not, the cilia is not moving. But later on, they found that those patients, the cilia of their cells, no, they move. But their movement is not regular. Thus, their movement is defective. This is why it does not cause the movement of the mucus out of the airways. So normally, the mucus, the cilia movement is very regular. That all of them, they move in the same direction that causes the movement of the mucus out of the airways. But in those patients, some will move to the side, some up, some down. This is irregular movement, which will cause the accumulation of the mucus on the airways. This is why later on they call it immotile cilia syndrome, also primary ciliary dyskinesia. All of them, they give to the same disease. So normally, in normal people, the movement of the cilia normally causes the movement of the mucus out of the airways. But in those patients, irregular. The movement of cilia is irregular. And that does not cause the movement of the mucus out of the airways. Now, this is the structure of the cilia, or a cilium. It is, the structure of a cilium is known as 9+2. 9 double microtubules in the surrounding. So as you can see, microtubules double, 1, 2, 3 to the 9. And 2 single microtubules in the center. This structure we call it 9+2. 9 double microtubules in the surrounding, and 2 single microtubules in the center. This is the structure of the cilium. As you can see, we have dynein arm, outer dynein arm, and inner dynein arm. Their deal or their function, converting that chemical energy into ATP. Also, we have radical spoke, as you can see. It connects the outer microtubules with the inner microtubules that regulate the movement of the cilium. Clear? Now, this is the structure. Defective ciliary component include what? Include the defect in the Denon arm. Denon arm. Outer Denon arm or inner Denon arm. They are partially or completely missed, not found. So what happened to the Denon arm, outer or inner? Missed. Either partially or completely missed, not found. Radial spoke, same thing. Either they are missed or very short. This is why they can't do their function. And also the two single microtubules here. They move from their place and replaced by double microtubules. This is why this will create a defective cilium. So this is the what happened in the or defected the ciliary component. Include Denon arm, either completely or partially missing. Same thing to radial spoke. They are either completely or partially absent. Microtubule transposition. The two in the center are missing. And the one in the surrounding replaced the one in the center. How is it treated? Not a treatment, handling, very similar to cystic fibrosis, because they will cause the accumulation of the nucleus in the airways. الباقي فقط لمعلوماتك مشان تفهم هو مش انه مش مطلوب لا مطلوب ولكن see here. This is the surface tension. Surface tension resulted from what? يعني عليه. So surface tension results from hydrogen bond between the water. See here, the water. The water will be attracted to the water beside it, up and down. So a water molecule will be attracted to all other waters in surrounding. But the one on the top, the water here, there it will be attracted to the water down and the one beside, but there is no top water. This is why the hydrogen bond here will have more power. This will create the surface tension. This will create. So the waters on the top, because there is no water on top of them, so they will make hydrogen bond with the side one and down one. But there is nothing here, up, because they are on the top water. This is why the hydrogen bond between the top water molecules is stronger than other ones, which will create the surface tension. This is the case, see? This is the surface tension. شوف الغرسة هون. ناموسة. That will create the surface tension. شكرا لكم.